My guest at this time is Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin. He is also a candidate for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in Missouri. That competitive primary is drawing nearer all the time. August 7th is the primary day in the Show Me State, and the winner takes on Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill, who is considered one of the most vulnerable incumbents in this 2012 cycle. And Congressman, it's always good to have you back.
Greg, it's a pleasure to join you and your great listening audience.
Well, the big issues in the campaign probably haven't changed a lot since you and I have spoken, but since that time we've had some relatively disappointing jobs reports. We've had a Supreme Court decision on the constitutionality of the president's health care law. How's that impacting your message on the campaign trail?
Well, it doesn't change what we're messaging, that's for sure, Greg. I've been fighting that Obamacare for the last 3 years. And we did every kind of radio interview, television interview, meetings with any group of people. We were even Skyping out of a laptop, Skyping to people, you know, about 2,000 miles out of D.C. into little libraries in all parts and corners of our country, trying to warn people that socialized medicine is the wrong way to go. And finally, on Easter, a bunch of us were in the chapel that's connected to the rotunda, praying, and then after that we marched out and Nancy Pelosi jammed this Obamacare down our throats. But as much as we were discouraged by that, I think the fact of the matter is a lot of the public has caught on that this is a very, very bad thing to do to health care, to bring the efficiency of the U.S. government and the compassion of the IRS to your doctor's office. Not a good idea.
Congressman, it was not long after that vote, I believe, that Missouri had a referendum on the president's health care law that made it very clear that the people in your state do not like it at all. So,
that was a 71% vote, Greg. I think that kind of shocked the liberals and the Democrats. That, I mean, this is a statewide vote. This isn't some sort of a straw poll or something. And 71% plus of Missouri voters said no to Obamacare.
Exactly right. Now, of course, Senator McCaskill voted for it and has recently said in the wake of the Supreme Court decision that she still thinks that folks are going to warm up to it over time. So obviously there's a major contrast between you and her on that issue. Do you expect that to be one of the biggest points of contention if you win the nomination?
Yeah, I think I'm expecting that we may be able to take this primary, and I think that's certainly going to be one of our big, big disagreements. She has doubled down on her support of the thing and says that people just don't know what's in it, and just relax, they're really going to like it. And in fact, there was one huge Tea Party meeting where she had thousands of people during the Tea Party days where there's those big gatherings, and she said she made the mistake of asking, "Do you trust me?" And everybody goes, "No!" So that's been run on tape a number of times. It's not a good thing if you're in elected office and people don't trust you. And it is bad. Obamacare is terrible. Scalia, in private meetings at various times, one of his comments that he makes, and he makes it funny the way he explains it, says, "I really need to get myself a big, great big, about 6-inch by 6-inch, one of those rubber stamps that you put in the ink pad and you stamp a bill, stupid but constitutional." And now, he didn't think it was constitutional, but this bill, even if you want to interpret the Constitution the way that the more liberal version of it did, it's still stupid. It's a very, very bad idea. And we have to fight it. I've made it clear that I won't rest till every last sentence of that bill is repealed. Some people say, "Well, can you modify it?" No, you can't modify socialism. If the government's running health care, there isn't anything you can do to make that work, because every other country in the world that has socialized medicine has tried to make it work. Just think about it. If you're sick, where do you want to go to get medical care? There's no other country you want to go to but America. And that's because our system is still at least halfway free enterprise.
Congressman, you voted against the president's health care plan twice in the House. You voted to repeal it twice in the House, most recently just this week. Let's talk now a little bit about jobs. Obviously, that's going to be a major, major issue. It has been throughout this campaign season and will be all the way through Election Day. How are you crystallizing the difference between your approach to jobs and that of Senator McCaskill and that of your Republican rivals?
Well, here's the thing on this, Greg. First of all, the numbers that the government's publishing on this, they're all bogus. You know, 8 or 9%, it's not that. They stopped counting people after they've been looking for a job for a year. The job problem is far more serious than the government numbers show. Unfortunately, the job, the whole job question and employment question is symptomatic of bigger problems. The bigger problems, of course, is the economy, but more than that, the fact that Obama and McCaskill are literally destroying our country. What you have going on is, one, Bernanke has done some amazing things with the money supply, printing money like mad, driving interest rates on federal debt really, really low to try to protect the budget. In the meantime, just creating chaos for anybody that has some money that they want to invest. You can't get any rate of return on anything. So insurance companies, old people are just getting hammered by that. Then you've got a federal government that's spending money just out of control, desperately out of control, more than $1 trillion a year. If you take every single thing that the federal government does that you and I think of as normal functions of the federal government, and you get rid of those things, so we're going to get rid of all of armed services. We're going to get rid of air traffic controllers, parks and prisons and CIA and FBI and all of these departments, energy, justice, commerce, labor, and dozens of others. Get rid of the White House building, get rid of the Capitol and all the office buildings around them. Just at that point, you almost have a balanced budget. We are so out of control in federal spending, it's not even funny. And you put that together with a full-scale war from all these federal agencies against businesses in America, and you wonder to yourself, gosh, gee, I wonder why there aren't any jobs out there. It's because these people, it's not just jobs. These people are destroying our country, and that's why we need to take America back.
Quick follow-up on the jobs front and specifically the debt front. The president, of course, once again framing the tax debate that he wants to see the Bush tax rates continued for everyone except those in the wealthiest tax bracket. Republicans saying it needs to be everybody, and small business owners could be badly hurt here. Which side do you think has the momentum on that debate?
Well, I don't know about momentum. I just know about the facts of what happens, because a lot of these people that the president wants to push under the bus that are called rich people are people that own small businesses. You take a farmer and he's got a big combine and a very large couple of fairly good sized tractors, and he's got maybe 500 acres or 1,000 acres or something, and on paper he looks like a multimillionaire, and he's probably just living hand to mouth trying to buy a seed and fertilizer and everything. So, you know, this bit about the rich guy, all that is a bunch of class warfare that the Democrats like to stir up. You know, America was founded on the idea that we're all just God's children. We don't have classes. There's no hyphenation before America. We're just Americans. So this whole stuff about the taxes, look, you can't fix the problems America's in right now with increasing taxes. All you do if you increase taxes is you're going to further turn a recession into a depression. Because you've got so many businesses right now that are barely, barely above water. And you add some more taxes to it, and you're going to push more businesses out of business. You're going to make more people decide not to invest in some new idea, new plant, new equipment. You're going to have increase in unemployment. You're going to have the federal revenues will go down if you raise taxes, because you're going to destroy so many businesses. So the idea that, you can just tax the rich guy and get out of this problem. Hey, if you take a look at the numbers, take about 5% of the richest people in America, don't just tax them, steal everything they own and redistribute it. That takes care of your problem for about 6 to 9 months. So the real solution is, one, reduce government spending radically, and second of all, get the private sector going by getting a good energy policy in place, cut back on the taxes, and particularly really cut the red tape machine that Obama has created, and give the businesses a chance to actually make a living. A
couple quick questions on the upcoming primary now. Congressman, you mentioned before that you felt optimistic now that we're less than a month away from that August 7th primary. Why do you believe you're the strongest of the Republican hopefuls?
Well, I think that if you were to ask the political wizards here, they'd say, well, it's a pretty close race. But I believe that we have a fundamental difference, and that is I have taken the tough votes, and I am rated the most conservative congressman in the state of Missouri. And my opponents, particularly the one that's spending just millions and millions of his own money on this race, he doesn't have any record, so it's easy to say you're a conservative when it doesn't cost you anything. But I voted. I was the only congressman in Missouri to vote against No Child Left Behind. That was a Republican bill. I was against the Wall Street bailout. That was something that the Republicans had pushed. I was against the debt ceiling increase and the 10% cut to defense. that happened last August. That was also something that Bruner and others had negotiated. I was one of the 66 that voted no. I've stood, and when you do that, it makes you have a cost that you pay for being a conservative. So I believe a proven record beats the talk and promises of other candidates. But the other thing is, Greg, and that is, I think that a real statesman and somebody who is a real patriot is not going to try and push other people down in order to pull themselves up, which is what particularly this very well-to-do businessman is doing against me, trying to trash everybody else in order to make himself look better. I think, instead, that somebody who really is doing it right is going to articulate a vision of what America is and who we are as a people that makes people feel included, that it unites us together, and is a positive type of message. And that's what we've been focused on. We're talking about, every time I've been in the debate or in any of these different Lincoln Day dinners, I always talk about what made America who she is and the things that are so distinctive about us, the idea that our Creator gave us life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, and God blessed us with those things so we could do His work that He puts in our hearts to do. And so I've been talking positive, have not taken any shots at all at my opponents, but I've kept the thing on a high plane and tried to project a vision of the America that was originally here that made America the greatest country in the world. And I believe a positive message from a marketing point of view is a pretty good tactic.
We'll certainly be watching the final stretch of the campaign and the results on the 7th. Congressman, always happy to have you with us, sir. Thank you.
Greg, it's a pleasure to join you and your great audience, and look forward to joining you again in the future.
Thank you, sir. Missouri Republican Congressman Todd Akin, now a candidate for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in Missouri. Again, the primary in the Show Me State is Tuesday, August 7th. You can find more information about the congressman's campaign at akin.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.